Cities started promising health care to workers after they retired back in the 70s, according to Wisconsin Policy Forum Research Director Jason Stein.
At the time that cities started doing this, health care costs were much less significant than they are today.
Now cities are being squeezed by rising insurance costs and state-imposed property tax caps. Stein says between 2013 and 2016, most cities reduced their liabilities, with the exception of Milwaukee, Racine, and West Dallas.
Some communities have really significant liabilities that are going to be a challenge for them for years to come. On the other hand, by and large, things are getting a little bit better.
Many cities are no longer promising health care benefits to retirees. Stein says the trend accelerated after the passage of Act 10. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.